Welcome to In Depth on all Lotus radio stations. I'm your host, Ian Sorensen. In the studio, Patrick Turner from the Discovery Museum. Patrick, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing very well. We had some technical difficulties earlier. I figure I should reference them. I don't want to lie to the people. But thank you for holding tight.
Got it worked out.
I know. We got it all worked out. We got it moving. So, Discovery Museum, speaking of, you guys are moving.
Yeah.
Just kind of at a quicker pace, aren't you?
Yeah, exactly. Not moving physically. We're not going to leave.
No. Sorry. I should have been more specific about that.
That's right. But you may have scared a few people.
No. Still there on Center Street.
Right.
It's a wonderful facility.
Right. Thank you. Yeah. We're right there on Center 490 South Center Street, just kind of sandwiched very carefully in between downtown and midtown in a building that a lot of people probably know as the former Reno City Hall.
Indeed so. And how long you been around now?
We opened in September of 2011, so we're coming up on our 10-year mark.
All right, right on. And how's it been going?
It's been going great.
Good.
We are definitely hitting our stride as a nonprofit organization. We're getting to the point now where we're sort of alternating between temporary exhibitions like Monster Fish, I know we've talked about before. Mm-hmm. Then we had a T-Rex named Sue. We now have Mindbender Mansion, which we can talk about. And we try and intersperse those temporary exhibitions with permanent capital projects as well.
All right. What are those permanent capital ones? Are there something that kind of pops in your mind?
Yeah. So we're working on two projects right now. We have a space in the building now called Nevada Stories. That's our interpretation of Nevada's history. We know that gallery is sort of coming to its end in terms of its lifespan, and we want to reinterpret that entire space in a new exhibition called Nevada.
Okay.
The difference is what we have now is sort of just a linear approach to our state's history. The new exhibition, which you'll hear more about in the coming months, is going to take more of a natural history approach to our state's history. So we're going to tell our state's history and how population and industry changed over time from a natural history perspective. It's going to be pretty interesting.
That's very cool to see it from that perspective, especially when it comes to, I mean, we have so many environmental issues are cropping up,
yes.
Global warming, that
right.
sort of thing.
Yeah.
So it's
and we're not going to just talk about Northern Nevada either. We're gonna tell the entire state's history. So you're gonna see things from down south. You're gonna see things about Lake Tahoe. You're gonna see things about industry and mining and things like that that have happened more prominently up in Northern Nevada as well.
Gotcha. Cool. And then any other permanent exhibitions that you're
so that's first on the punch list.
Okay.
Following the Nevada exhibition, the space that gets vacated by what's currently known as Nevada Stories. We have slated for a new experience called Flight Tech.
Oh,
we're going to do our best to provide a really immersive aviation-related experience for our visitors, and not just aviation history like you would find in like an aviation museum. We're going to talk about modern aviation too, so drones, computer technology related to aviation, unmanned flight, things like that.
Right.
Space exploration.
That's
should be really,
really
cool.
Yeah. And can you speak to even some of those topics right now as far as like what we're headed towards? Because you're talking about unmanned flight and stuff like that. I mean, or even just simple air travel.
Yeah, I'm not an expert.
Okay.
But this exhibition will give people the opportunity to explore all of the elements in that field and really draw for themselves their own conclusions about where that technology is going to go. I mean, obviously, we're looking down the barrel of things like drones delivering packages and things like
right.
that. So we'll address stuff like that and let people decide, is that something that really needs to happen
mm-hmm.
or do we need to focus on space exploration?
Yeah.
Pretty interesting.
And then weirdly enough, I just got an email, I think it was from the city of Reno, saying they're talking to a drone company about possibly starting deliveries within
right.
city limits,
yeah.
which, I mean, that's going to bring up some things.
Nevada seems to be pretty open to that idea, which is cool. And that shows also in a lot of the industry that's located here as well.
Right.
Which is another reason we've decided to focus on that topic for our exhibition, because there's a lot of that technology and progress happening right here in our region, and we want to showcase that.
Definitely. And then especially when it comes to kind of aero flight and stuff like that, like we're kind of, I mean, that's kind of our bread and butter a little bit
sure.
with the air races and
yeah,
so on.
Exactly.
So
yeah, cool we will definitely tap into that resource too. The air races are a one-of-a-kind event, and
right.
we want to make sure that we incorporate that content into the exhibition.
Cool, cool. So, and then the temporary exhibition's happening right now. Mindbender Mansion?
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, I'm very intrigued by this.
So if you are at all interested in puzzle rooms or escape rooms, this is right up your alley. This is actually an exhibition that's 6,000 square feet in size, so it occupies two galleries within our building.
Wow.
That it's 6,000 square feet of puzzles and brain teasers and group challenges that allow you to solve them individually if you want to, or there's a clue card that you pick up when you enter the exhibition that lets you keep track of your answers as you go through. And if you solve specific puzzles in each room of the mansion, because every single room is themed throughout the exhibition, you can be inducted into the Mindbender Society.
Right.
And the exhibition actually takes your photo, puts you on a wall of fame, and prints you out a certificate of authenticity.
All right.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, that's a really cool kid. That's something you could just kind of get a group of your friends and take advantage of, right?
No, yeah. There are four group challenges that require the participation of more than one person. So even if you're there by yourself, you just kind of wrangle some friends or some fellow visitors in the museum and get their help to solve these particular puzzles. My favorite is this thing called Marble Madness, I think it's called. It's basically a really large-scale tilt table that opens gates in different locations on the table as you move the marble through them.
Oh.
And so it basically leads you on this journey, but it's such a large table that you have to have the help of at least one
somebody
other
else got to like kind of tilt with
exactly,
you.
Exactly. Yeah. So it requires all this communication and coordination that can be, you know, difficult if you're not in that mindset.
Yeah. And sometimes you think your way is the best way.
Exactly.
But, which is the hardest.
Yeah.
You get it's about
so
kind of teaches teamwork in a sense.
Yeah. You try and muscle your friends and.
Yeah.
And,
no, you got to do
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Be stronger than them and tilt the table your way.
Exactly. Cool. Well, are there even plans in your head or other people who work at the Discovery Museum that you're like, man, it would be really cool to do this in the future?
Oh, yeah. Not a day goes by when somebody doesn't throw out an idea like, oh, we should really do this. And what we've tried to do in the last year or so is really sort of narrow our focus and deliver really high quality content through the programs that we currently offer. So we have our social science series that's adults only exploration in the museum. They happen after hours. We serve beer and wine and some hors d'oeuvres. Each one is themed differently, so we've really tried to push the envelope with those themes and give people the opportunity to explore content that they probably wouldn't otherwise.
Right.
We did one last year in February where we looked at the science of sex, and that was pretty popular. We have one coming up in April where we're looking at the science of drugs, both prescription and non-prescription.
Wow.
So people can understand how those affect the human body and actually our community as a whole. It should be pretty interesting.
Very timely.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's definitely a hot topic these days. So with social science, these are still, despite the themes that I mentioned, these are still really fun events, and it's a great sort of social way to explore these scientific topics. If you're looking for something that's a little bit more traditional in its presentation, we have a lecture series called Science Distilled that we created in partnership with DRI, and we host those offsite. So the idea was, let's remove this whole thing from the museum setting so that it feels less formal,
right?
But let's still bring in scientists and let them present on the research that they're doing that's relevant to our community.
So we've
actually been hosting them at the Patagonia outlet on Center Street, which is right down the street from us. But it's a great location. It's a really cool old building, and they just sort of push the store fixtures out of the way and set up theater style seating. And we've seen great response to that series too.
That's great. So any other things, I think, well, I mean, there's everything in the Discovery Museum is for kids, really, because they go nuts for it.
Adults, for sure.
Yeah, and my nephew had his birthday there.
Oh, perfect.
I have to say, and he's like, oh, he's like, you know, it's like sensory overload.
Well, but what better way to celebrate a birthday than invite your friends to explore the entire museum during your party? We've had such great feedback about our birthday parties.
Right.
And what we're most proud of with our birthday parties is they're fun, and it's a great venue to host a party, but they're educational too, because you're exploring the museum and you're learning. And then we have our museum educators available to do science demos during birthday parties.
Oh, cool.
So we can infuse a birthday party with something science related and usually it results in, you know, a little bit of an aha moment during the birthday party, and kids go home and they talk about it, and hopefully it inspires further exploration.
For sure.
Yeah.
And then, I guess, God, you have so many exhibits and all these exhibitions you're planning.
Mm-hmm.
What are the ins and outs, I guess, how you guys are, like, funded and stuff like that?
So we are a nonprofit,
nonprofit
organization, obviously. So we raise as much money as we can. We also do our best to be as smart with the money that we raise and the money that we earn. My favorite phrase relative to our nonprofit status is something that Matt Sinclair, our president and CEO, says. He says, nonprofit is a tax status, not a diagnosis. So we try our best not to just hold our hands out and ask for money.
Right.
We usually will tie our fundraising to either a specific project in the museum, or we do our best to make our donors and potential donors understand that the money that you give us goes directly to funding the museum's operation. So we can't exist without donor funding, but we do our best to raise a portion of our operating budget, to earn a portion of our operating budget as well, so that we're not solely reliant on donor funding.
Okay. So, I mean, people can donate to their heart's content.
We don't discourage it at all.
I know. Yeah, I wouldn't think so, right?
Yeah, that is definitely what fuels our growth, because we're at the point where we're doing quite well with our earned revenue without losing sight of our nonprofit mission. But the donor funding is what puts us above and beyond what we can earn and gives us the money that we need to be able to create new programs or new exhibitions or things like that.
Cool. Well, Lord knows you're giving back to the community as much as you can.
Thanks.
I mean, it's really beautiful to see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We appreciate it.
It's inspiring people's minds.
That's the goal for sure.
Yeah. That's awesome. Anything else you want to get out there about the Discovery Museum? Any events coming up? Maybe you want to get in people's heads?
So just on the sort of the shorter term, we got some funding recently from some local Napa Auto Care Center stores.
Nice.
And franchise holders. And so we are just about to unveil in early April a new exhibit in our Little Discoveries gallery. So Little Discoveries is the space in the museum that's reserved just for visitors 5 and under. And we did that very intentionally so that younger group of learners has a space just for them.
Right.
But this Napa Auto Care funding that we got allowed us to buy this really cool auto care exhibit called the Super Service Center that has a small-scale car that actually lets these younger visitors do things like change a muffler, change a tire.
Wow.
You know, change
the oil. I
could
have used that when I was like,
well, yeah, exactly.
So no think car about, knowledge at all.
Yeah, think about, you know, how important it is to know how. You don't have to understand necessarily how to service a vehicle, but understanding how a vehicle works and how that service gets done is an eye-opener.
That's huge. So that's just the basics.
I personally am super excited about this exhibit because I'm kind of a car guy.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to see the reaction from people because it's such a cool, immersive experience. There are like toolboxes and diagnostic machines and all these things that you can do to this small scale car. And it's up on a lift so you can crawl underneath of it if you want to and, you know, change the muffler. It's going to be really exciting.
That's really cool. Well, people can find out more at your website, which is
nvdm.org.
Nvdm.org. Yep. All right. Well, thank you, Patrick Turner, Discovery Museum. It's fantastic. Well, I have to have you back once you have more exhibits planned.
Yeah, there's no shortage of stuff going on down there, so I'd be happy to come back.
Well, thank you for your patience for the technical stuff earlier, which is mostly just me not pushing up a volume thing.
No worries.
And thank you again for coming.
Yeah, thanks for having me.